Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And there are some things, there's a lot of things that don't make any sense in this Smollett thing. First of all, they announced that he will not be appearing in the final two episodes of Empire for the season. So that's that. But they also reported that he apologized to the cast, but still claims he is innocent. Now, I'm just asking you, if you apologize to your workmates because of something like this that was going on, would you do it if you were innocent? No, of course you wouldn't. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Would you apologize if you knew you hadn't done it?
No.
How about you, Beamer?
No, I would say, hey, I know you're hearing a lot of stuff in the media right now. You heard the Chicago police, but I am going to be able to defend myself. I can't tell you right now at the direction of my attorneys, but you just wait and see. This really did happen. I am an innocent man.
Well, that's a good way to do it. Rather than apologize for what's going on and then say, remember, I'm innocent. I'm being railroaded.
So he's going to go kicking and screaming and scratching.
Course. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's pathetic, isn't it?
It is.
It is absolutely pathetic. But one would hope that the evidence is overwhelming. It seems to be. And let's see, here's some texts. Truth is, no, I can't read that one. And he also drove them home. There's also video of him buying stuff that was used in the, you know. Unless this is a highly unusual set of circumstances, it seems like it's pretty straightforward.
This guy's a loser.
Yeah, if Smollett succeeds, the nation would, if he had succeeded, the nation would have burned. He needs maximum jail. I think if he's found guilty, he should get maximum jail. Now, you'll notice I always say if, because you never know when you get to court what's going to happen. Let's go to Calvin in Buffalo. Calvin, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Calvin. What's on your mind?
Okay, I have a comment regarding the topic, and I'd like to ask you a question afterwards.
Sure.
Okay. In light of the racial climate in this country, and as it has been for who knows how long, if Jussie Smollett, if it's proven that he made this up, and you hearing this from a black man, if he is guilty of making this up, in light of the racial climate in this country, he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
I think we're on the same page with that.
Because it doesn't help race relations as it is now. However, do not get it twisted. This does not overshadow the countless and the unreported cases of true racism that takes place in this country every day, nor does it let white people off the hook for committing the greatest crime in American history to this day. I'm talking about slavery. And the question I have to you, you say you're a law and order?
I am a law and order guy, yes.
Okay. My question to you is, not if, when. When this Russian investigation is concluded and the evidence shows, even to the stupid people, when the evidence shows that Donald Trump has conspired with the Russian White House.
Wait a second.
Your answer.
Wait, hold it.
Please.
Hold it. Wait a second.
Hold it
just a second.
One of the ones. Will you be one?
Are you going to talk to me or are you not? It's the same guy we had last time. Are we going to have a conversation or are we not? What the hell are you wasting my time for if we're not going to be able to converse?
I asked you a question. I said, if when he is proven to be guilty of conspiring with the Russians, will you be amongst the many calling for his impeachment and imprisonment.
Let me tell you something. I will follow the case. Whatever it turns out, it turns out. My views are very, very well known. I'm a law and order guy. I don't give anybody a pass because they happen to be wearing an R or a D. Okay? Plain as simple as that. All right?
You're a Trump supporter, right?
Yes, I am a Trump supporter, and I'm not apologetic about it.
That's why I asked the question. When he is proven to be guilty.
We will deal with that as it occurs. I'm not
calling for.
What the hell? What do I waste my time talking to this guy for? This is the second time he's done this.
Why is he bringing up something that there's no evidence of collusion after 2 years?
Why doesn't he ask me if he exposes himself in Times Square, how will I feel about it? What the hell is this about? We take them as they lay, as they say in pool. You play it as it lays. All right? Whatever comes out, comes out. We deal with it at the time. I don't show favoritism for one side or the other. Am I a Trump supporter? Yes, I am. And an unapologetic one. Thank you very much. But you can't lay landmines like that. Well, if Donald Trump was in a golf cart and ran over a nun because he was drunk, how would you feel about it? I mean, that's you're wasting my time, Calvin.
Because he can't debate you.
Yeah. He did this last time, too. We put him on, give you a chance to talk, listen, we'll have a conversation. But you can't have a conversation unless both sides talk to each other. I'm here, I was talking, but he won't let you do it.
It's a pretty basic concept.
Yeah, I think so. You know what, Calvin? It's called a talk show. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. No, Calvin called before, and we had the same problem we had this time. If you're going to call and state something, we should be able to converse about it. And you can't let it go. When you say something that that I disagree with or the number is wrong or whatever, I have to jump in and talk to you about it because it's the assumption, if I don't, that I agree with it. But you can't have a conversation with somebody who won't stop talking, and that's exactly what he did. So, yes, I make decisions on things as they happen. And we'll see how that works out, good or bad. But I am a law and order guy. Just ask my friend Dan Nevereth, who's online too. Ah, Dan, you're on WBEN.
I got a problem, though, Sandy.
Oh, you got more than one, Dan, but give it to me.
Okay, because I thought we were friends, and I got to know, where were you last night at about 9 o'clock? Because I was attacked on the way back to my mansion. These two people, one kind of a big guy. I mean, you're a big guy.
Yeah, I am a large guy.
Yeah, and then there was a woman, and they were wearing stocking masks, but they were real stockings.
Yeah, she wore, that would be Bernadette, my partner in crime. She has a particular set of skills.
Okay, now here's what I don't understand. I mean, I thought I was your friend, and I'm not saying it was you, okay? I'm not saying
that. You're not saying it's me.
Whoever it was yelling radiophobic things to me. They were yelling at the top of their voice, all these radiophobic things, things like, you stink, get out of broadcasting.
How about this? Hey, how about this one, Dan? Hey, ain't you got no polkas? Did you hear that?
Yeah, matter of fact, and then they choked me. They tried to stop my breathing. To get away.
Well, they probably heard your show on WEC, and they thought it was a public service.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the deal. I'm working on this, and if it is you, I'm sorry, even though you're my friend. If it turns out it's you, because they do have video. I called the Chicago police, okay? And they said they have video. But the bigger person of the two was so big that he didn't fit on the video screen. So
Well, how could that happen to you? I know that the Buddy Shula security team is with you all the time that you're not on the air because of hostile listeners.
Wait a minute. You think they're involved in this?
I think they could be. Here's how you'll know. First of all, here's how you'll know, Dan.
Hurt me.
Dan, listen to me now. Here's how you'll know that they're out to get you. First thing they'll do is they'll move your shift from Friday to Monday. That's a dead giveaway. If they do that.
It's ironic that you say that because that's what they've just done.
Oh, my God.
Gosh.
Wow. I think the authorities have to be called. This could be a big problem for you, Dan.
Okay, I have to. I'm going to do a TV commercial next week, so I have to wear some makeup over the bruises that I gave myself. Okay, so I have to go, Sandy.
Well, it's the third door to the right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I think a crunch roll would help.
I think he needs a crunch roll. Okay, let's go to Ken. In Hamburg. Ken, you're on WBEN. Hi, Ken.
Oh, Tim.
It's Tim. Okay, it says Ken on the screen. Okay, Tim, yes. What can I do for you?
Yeah, hi, Sandy. You know, I don't understand with these, they're saying it's a racist attack when it's two other black guys that supposedly did this to him.
Well, yeah, but he didn't claim it was black guys that did it. He claimed it was a white guy.
Yeah, but wasn't it that the two black guys were...
Those are the ones they caught, but he didn't say he was attacked by two black guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With all the other racist remarks, now isn't it a racist remark with, claiming the MAGA hats and when they keep talking about old white men? And all that, isn't that racist?
Well, of course it is, but that's the free card. You can toss it that way, but nobody can toss it the other way. I wish nobody was tossing anything because it's not important. It's not necessary to do it.
Right.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim. That happens all the time, old white guys. How many times have you heard that expression? They're only running old white guys for public office and blah, 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 blah. See, that's why that fits into my headline of people using race for their own agenda. In other words, I wish people wouldn't use race for anything because race shouldn't be used as a negative or a positive. It should just be a neutral, just as anybody's ethnicity should be a neutral. Shouldn't hold it against them. If you want to give them credit for it, that's fine. I don't care, but it shouldn't be held against them.
Yeah, some people use fake ethnicity to try to further their career or to get ahead in college and things like that. Can you imagine that?
Well, are you telling me something outrageous like pretending you're a Native American when you're really not?
Yeah, something like that, or pretending that you're black and you're headed up the NAACP in a particular area.
People can tell by looking at you whether your name is Rachel or not. They can tell people using that to their own advantage. See, there are people who try and position race as a spark point, where something goes wrong. But the bottom line is it allows people to continue racism. If you are already a racist and you know it, well, you probably don't know it. You probably just think you're a clear thinker. But if you're a racist, then things like this allow you to continue and give you an okay to be a racist. Well, see, it's exactly like I said. This poor guy is minding his own business. He's a black guy and he's gay. And because he's a black guy and he's gay, this white guy came over and just beat the hell out of him. It's not right. Luckily, it's on camera. Well, it's not on camera because they thought it was going to be on camera, but the camera was pointing the other way. And yes, the check was written out to pay him. What was it, $3,500? The check was written out. You write a check to somebody who's going to do a hit for you? I don't understand that at all. And so this is the kind of gang that couldn't shoot straight story. But he put it out there to garner sympathy for himself, publicity for himself, and if blacks and whites suffered, so what? It didn't really matter. He never thought that. Remember all the times that they were breaking down everything in Ferguson and all the problems they had in Baltimore, and they would constantly refer to other things that had happened between blacks and whites. And use that as an okay to do this. Well, things that allegedly happened to him, if they had happened to him, people would use that to do other things. So it's not only that itself, it's the residual of that. What happens after that? And one would hope that they get nailed. If he's found guilty, he gets nailed with the maximum sentence. Let's go to Jim and Marilla. Jim, you're on WBEN.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to have a little bit of comment to your other caller. First of all, I don't believe at all that Jesse did this solely to get a raise. I think he was pitting whites against blacks in the hopes of getting a platform in the political process. So he'd be on all the talk shows telling what happened to him. And
sure.
Almost really, it also got me that even though the Chicago Police Department had a good statement, they did leave one thing out. He really owes an apology to all of the white people who he smeared and stereotyped and, you know, basically tried to cast a bad light on. They really didn't drag Chicago through the mud. He dragged, you know, white America through the mud.
Yeah, because something could happen to somebody who is a white American minding his own business. Something could happen to them because of this, somebody trying to get even. You never know with today's society where a powder keg at all times, and he dragged everybody through the mud.
Right, and it could have led to a racial riot in the city of Chicago and elsewhere if this was really believed to be true. I mean, if I was an African-American male and I found out that, you know, two white people were actually trying to hang somebody, I don't think I'd be very happy.
No, and this is the problem with this is opportunism. He obviously felt it was an easy sell. In other words, when people find out what happened, I'm going to garner a lot of sympathy and maybe wipe a few people off who are supporting President Trump. This is a dastardly crime. It's much more important than being trivial, and I'm glad we're paying attention to it. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. Yeah, this is more than just, you know, just a little incident where, well, we're going to give you a slap on the wrist. Don't do it again. The hell with that. And sending something that pretended to be anthrax. I mean, what the hell's, what's wrong with us? I hope that they have the evidence, and I hope the evidence is compelling. If it is compelling, and if they don't have the evidence, they don't have the evidence. But if they do, and it's compelling, I hope they nail him with a sentence.
I think Brian Williams should testify, being that he was there when the incident took place.
He saw it happen. And that's good. And Robin, apparently, I didn't see it, but apparently Robin Roberts gave a really softball interview to him.
It was embarrassing. And looking at it now I saw it when it was live, because as you know, we always have Good Morning America on here in the studio during the morning show. And yeah, nothing was followed up. And this is when legitimate questions were being presented by other people in the media. But Robin Roberts, just nothing. Didn't press him on one topic.
That's a softball.
Look at it now, it's quite embarrassing.
Yeah, it should be. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man. Back with Beach & Company. Here is a text at 30930. Sandy, today was the first day that I heard that Jesse's parents were a mixed-race couple. Holy cow, he owes apologies to whites, blacks, mixed-race people, Chicago police, Trump supporters, MAGA last seen wearing a hat. Any apology proves his guilt. Yeah, I said, how do you apologize to your cast members and still claim you're innocent? I hope he gets the maximum jail time. I hope we can prove our justice system can be trusted. Signed, Jerry. Let's go to line one, which is Bill in South Buffalo. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello there. Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. What's on your mind?
Well, we need somebody to knock off your pal Danny. Danny Never. Just write me a check and I'll happy to help you out. You know, I listen to David Bellamy and I'm listening to you. I'd like to know what Trump has to do with this.
Trump doesn't have anything to do with this, except he hates Trump.
Oh, is that the only thing?
Yeah, he doesn't like Trump. He doesn't like Make America Great Again. He doesn't like any of that.
Oh, And the other thing is, how much time do you think he'll really get, sincerely? I think he might get maybe a year.
Well, they say he can get up to three, but it depends if they charge him with anything with the U.S. mail.
I missed that part. What happened there?
Yeah, well, he sent fake anthrax. It was really ground up. It was a ground up aspirin or a Tylenol or something like that. But he sent it in the U.S. mail. So by that, that could be another charge, could be a serious charge. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see when it gets there. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling, Bill. Appreciate it. Let's go to Sharon in Buffalo. Sharon, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Sharon.
My point is none of us has a choice as to which race we're born into. This is a decision made by God. And all this does is get us fighting against each other, and they picked Black National Health or National Week or month to do this in.
Yeah, he you know what? He makes it worse for both races and anybody else. Instead of standing up and doing the right thing, he tries to ignite the flame between the races. So that's not appreciated, certainly not necessary.
And it could have been a riot like all the other ones where what do? They tear down their own neighborhood and destroy it.
Yeah. And you know what? A secondary thought I have. You know, usually racism isn't a big deal in sports or in entertainment like music and whatever and like this. This guy's an actor. I'm sure he works with white actors, Black actors, gay actors, transgender actors, whatever. Why would he need to pit one against the other? Because that's usually not a hotbed of racism. There's certainly some, but not a lot.
Because it's all about him.
Yeah, and it's all about opportunity. He sees it as an easy sell, an easy mark. People will easily believe it, and then it'll make things worse. But it makes things worse for his race, too.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you very much. Yeah, Tony and Beamer, I got to thinking about that. In sports, there's some in everything, okay? But in sports, you don't care if your running back is Black and your quarterback is white. All you care about is that score at the end of the game. In music, you don't care if the lead singer is Black or the lead singer is white. You just want a good concert. So it's not a big, big issue. He's in show business, or was at least, so you would think that he might recognize that, but apparently not.
I think it's sad that for some people, their whole entire life is based on skin color.
Based on that, absolutely. It's they don't see anything without the filter of color. Yes.
And unfortunately, more and more people on the other side of the aisle, it seems, are basing things off not only race but gender. Like all these things that we are supposed to be past are coming up into everyday topics, but you were mentioning the possibility of 3 years. That's just if he gets for the hoax. Now, if he gets found guilty of sending that letter with a substance, you know, masking as something else, he could face 5 to 10 extra years for that federal crime.
Yeah, and I'm thinking the federal crime might be severe. I mean, we have to do something that shows we're serious about this. If we just accept an apology or something like probation, something like that, or just a little, a little pat on the head there, don't do it again, it's not going to sit well. It really isn't, because I think we have to get serious about it. This might be a good time to do that. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Sandy, okay. All right, good. I wanted to read it all to make sure I didn't have to dump it in the middle.
Yes.
And these things come in spurts. So sometimes the line I'm going to start with is in the middle. Then I go to the line on top of it. And then I go to the line two lines down. That's how you have to read these things. Let's see. Sandy, I would like to know if your caller, I think his name is Calvin, will expect when Trump is found not guilty of Russian collusion, will that be okay with him? Somebody should tell the race baiter that there are slaves in North Africa right now, not here. Maybe focus on real problems instead of politics. Here's another. I love all people, but a man so filled with hate, and he's talking about Jussie Smollett, he closes his eyes to the truth. Why does he hate Trump so much? I don't know why he hates Trump so much. Think about how much has Trump done in the two offices that would hate, that would make him hate him so much? Well, first of all, before he even took the oath, Hillary lost, okay? Those two words, Hillary lost. So if Calvin or Jesse or anybody is a great Hillary fan, they're already mad because the other guy won. So you go from there. But I think that's where it starts, and that's it doesn't get much further than that. It's the fact that he beat their candidate, and that's all there is to it. We'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Got a text here. Stop, you're killing me about Paula's Delicious Donuts. I'm in Fort Myers, Florida, and you are killing me. Well, I'm sorry. I don't think there is a Paula's in Fort Myers, but you're in Florida and we're in Buffalo, and it's still winter, so na-na-na-na-na-na. To you too.
And neither one of us has any Paula's donuts with cannoli filling.
Exactly. Here, enjoy eating the way the Italians intended until you're full at Como Restaurant. You will get filled there, believe me. Get $30 for just $15. That's right. You pay $15, you get $30. That's a good deal. It's 50% off on all your Italian favorites. It's the deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com. Besides the gnocchi, you got to try the pizza bread, which is really good.
Oh, the chicken parm is fantastic.
Chicken parm, the plate of Italy there, where they put everything known to man.
Good stuffed hot peppers.
Yeah, really good. And they give you a lot, too. It's a lot. Some places give you a lot, but the food isn't that good.
They also have a Clamps Casino that they put sauce over. I forgot the name of it, but it's to die for.
But this Como restaurant gives you a lot, and the food is delicious. So it's the best of both worlds. And as I said, the one I usually go to is near the airport, right next to it, in Niagara Falls, and the one you go to on Pine, right?
I go to Pine, or sometimes I'll hit the deli one by the airport if I want to get it to go.
Very nice. Let's go to Wade in Cheektowaga. Wade, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, I saw Dan Everett getting mugged the other night.
Did you? Oh, I wish you had helped him out.
Well, I was a little skeptical because the lady wore a pink trench coat with black cowboy boots and a black cowboy hat and white gloves.
Oh, I don't know where that happened.
No, but the guy had a fishnet bodysuit. I think that's what it looked like to me.
Okay. Yes, I don't know where you're going with this. I've tried to head it off here a few times. What do you got for us today, Wade?
Well, he had a fishnet over his head with long black gloves and black high heels. And
okay, thanks, Wade. Thank you very much. Comedy isn't for everybody, folks. Let's go to, that was funny. Let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Well, that'll be a hard act to follow, but there's an old adage, Sandy. You know, whoever smelt it, dealt it. You know, these people, they accuse us of being racist, of oppressing everybody, but, you know, white people, of being liars and thieves and cheating the system. But really, it's always them. They constantly get caught in the lies. They constantly get caught in situations like this. They constantly play the victim card as soon as they get busted and try to spin it around on those of us that, you know, are trying to live a good life and trying to get along, you know, in the world and in society without, you know, it's like the kid who gets bullied in school, and it's every single day. You know, sooner or later, that kid's going to push back or, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm afraid of. Well, you know, certainly white folks should be angry, but I think black folks should be more angry simply because he's setting back race relations with stuff like this. If it turned out that it was a lot of people bought it, a lot of people wanted to buy it, and then, of course, when it turned out to be a hoax, or at least that's what the police say, then you don't hear anybody saying, never mind, I apologize. So it just stays there, and it just gets in your stomach, and you get agita over it. That's wrong, and he should be ashamed. Besides being a criminal, he should be ashamed of himself.
Absolutely, but you know what, Sandy? I think at the end of the day, good people recognize one another, and I agree with Ann the way that she was talking about things. And you know, my neighborhood, I don't keep track of who's what, when, where, why, or how. I just pay attention because it's my neighborhood, and I want to protect my neighbors and protect my home. And you know, I'm observant. I was a scout in the military. That's what I did. But you know, I got white people, I got black people, I got brown people in my neighborhood. You know, we got a mixed little area. And you know what? When I see my neighbors at our little community mailbox, or I, you know, see people on the street driving by, we wave to one another. We say hello to one another.
Sure.
We speak. I mean, we don't, you know, I don't know how they feel about it, but I don't look at somebody just because of their color. And I'm not tooting my own horn here, but I'm not looking at somebody based off color and determining whether or not I think that they're a good person or not. Now, if they got a Hillary Clinton hat on, that's a different story. You know, I say, hey, until you prove me wrong, I consider you a good person, and I treat you with respect as long as you treat me with respect. And, you know, that's the way that it should be.
Well, you're a good neighbor, and obviously it sounds like anybody who lives next to you would be happy to do it. Hey, thanks, Terry in Texas. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, if white people are upset because falsely accused, how about black people? Even more upset. Because what about the next person that has a real problem? Somebody who has a real need for acceptance, or the police, or whatever. It's that much less you believe of somebody who has a real problem. Every one of these that shows up adds to that.
This breaking just now, I thought you guys would like to know. Arrested in Jupiter, Florida, Patriots owner Robert Kraft as part of a prostitution ring.
What?
At a massage parlor. Yes.
What?
I'm just looking at it right now.
What? Robert Kraft?
Yes.
Prostitution ring?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And this happens like 2 minutes left on the show, right? Here's the question. Was it a black hooker? Robert Kraft.
Will this get rid of Belichick?
Robert Kraft arrested? Oh, my God. I am shocked. Will he have to give back the Super Bowl trophy?
That's a great question.
The Lombardi trophy goes back to whoever wasn't arrested with hookers? Oh, my God. That is a shocker, especially in the uptight NFL world.
Exactly.
Well, it'll give Bulldog and Shope something to talk about today. I can tell you that.
Where are you going?
Oh, my God. I'm going to fall off this chair. That is an amazing story. Read it to me again.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is charged with soliciting a prostitute in Palm Beach County, according to Jupiter, Florida police. Charges stem from an investigation into a massage parlor.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
It's funny is because Joe raises his hand as I'm reading it, and I'm thinking, all
your
right,
mic is, you're off mic.
I got to ask him.
You're off mic, Tony.
Oh, I said, when Joe started reading it, I was already reading and thinking, I got to ask Joe if this is true or not.
I just hope Gronk wasn't with him.
Oh, no.
I got my fingers crossed. Oh. I'm sure he wasn't.
By the way, he's going to make a decision, I guess, according to his agent, within the next couple of weeks as to whether he's going to continue to play football or not.
Oh, okay.
I think he's done.
You think so? Because
his back.
Another surgery?
Good news. I'm looking at the list of people on this sting. Gronkowski not on the initial list.
Oh, thank God.
So,
I wasn't accusing him. I was just off the top of my head hoping that nothing like that would happen.
By the way, Robert Kraft, not the oldest person on this list.
No?
No, the oldest person is Daniel Young, born March 3rd, 1934.
Isn't it funny that the oldest person is young?
He's not so young.
Okay. I wonder if Rush will have this. I'm sure Rush will hit this right off the beginning of his show. That about wraps it up. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you Monday at 9. Stay away from the massage parlor. Robert Kraft, you got to be kidding me.
we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!